In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. That was our response to the psalm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, at the very onset of today's readings, especially today's gospel, I thought I'd just give you a brief introduction, because hearing the gospel, it could be a misinterpretation, or it could be some kind of a scandal, because of the word hate that was used there. So just let you know there, what is the Gospels? The Gospels is the life story of Jesus. And the life story of Jesus only of the 3 years of his ministry. Nothing is known about, you know, the 30 years where he was with Joseph and Mary. And these life stories was written by 4 different people, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were called evangelists because they were the writers of the gospel. And also to think about it, that when they wrote about the life story of Jesus there, they put into themselves, in the books there, their own interpretation, what they thought, who they thought Christ was. And of course, it was written in Greek there. So as you and I know, translations have a little difficulty there, because a word could have different interpretations there. Having said that, another thing to remember, my dear brothers and sisters, in the gospel is called the Holy Gospel or the Holy Bible. Why? Because those who wrote it got a special inspiration or special help in writing it there. It was with the help of the Holy Spirit, you see, that the Bible was written there, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, having said that, Christ, in today's gospel, was on his way to Jerusalem. Today's gospel was written by St. Luke, you know, and he's a patron of the medical field. Tells us that he was traveling with great crowds. Jesus knew that he was going to be killed. And he was totally aware of what he was going to face in the very near future. We know also from other parts of the gospel that people, not even his own disciples, when he said disciples, it means the 12, they including Judas at that time, they did not know what was ahead. The expectations, naturally, were completely different from what Christ was trying to bring about there. They were looking for some major changes in their lives. They expected Christ would raise a resistance against the Roman occupation. That's why we say about the gospel, planning for war. That's why it is in the gospels there. Drive the Roman army out. He would be their Messiah and their Savior. And top of this all, Christ had unusual powers. We see that there, curing the sick, feeding the hungry, raising the dead to life, casting out demons. He would even be an awesome king. That's what they thought, the disciples. He was going to suffer. They did not know that. They were full of hope, an expectation of getting terminally ill as they would decide what it was all about. He turned around and stopped them. He said, wait a minute. That's not what's going to happen. You're expecting too much. And now he comes about and he says these harsh words apparently. He told them, looking into their face, he says, "You cannot follow me unless you hate your father, mother, wife, and children." As I explained to you earlier, the Greek translation was missio. And missio means, in English, is misanthrope. And the other meaning of misanthrope is prefer. So what Christ is trying to say was, you, to them, to us, that we must, or we should try to prefer Christ before anybody else. Or to put it as the saints would say, consider him our best friend. So that's the meaning of today's scripture. You'll have to pick up your own cross. Now he tells them that. If you want to be my disciples. Hard words there. He told them with two simple parables, as the deacon pronounced, about war and about planning a property or a home or building a home. One wonders if the great crowds that were following him faded away at all. I'm sure. The one word in today's gospel that is really shocking, as I said earlier, is hate. So anybody who heard that, I'm sure they must have said, this guy, this man, cannot be the Messiah. No. And so quite a few perhaps left him there. The saying was hard. But to further understand, my dear brothers and sisters, this word hate, which I said, another interpretation is, which Christ meant to prefer him to others. Because on the one side of his mouth, he's saying, hate your mother. On the other side, just before he died, he looked at Mary on the cross and looked at St. John and said, behold thy mother. You remember those words? Behold thy mother. And looking up to Mary, he says, behold thy son. There again, respect, love, interpretations for our parents and elders there. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as you think of today's gospel there, Christ, I think, would be a terrible politician. Am I right? He'll be a terrible politician. You and I know. Politicians today are busy telling us how they'll make life wonderful. You don't need a stretch of imagination there. Jesus will not make good politicians. He tells us it will not always be easy to go with him. As I said over and over again, life is even harder if we try to live our lives without him. Think about it. Where Christ is, there's no peace. You could have everything in the world, material goods, anything you need, but the true peace is where Jesus is. And that's what he says, peace I leave with you, my peace as I give to you. Those who have put Christ first know what peace can bring. Those who are willing to lose everything are really gaining everything, for in Christ is the fullness of life. Too many Christians think of their faith like some kind of insurance. For a while, I thought myself that, being honest. As long as they pay their premiums, they're protected. You and I know that. And they try to figure out what is the minimum they can get with all to be covered. If the rules say, go to Mass every Sunday, they figure, well, maybe once or twice a month will work just as well. They bargain. If the rules say, love your neighbor, well, maybe I'll still be covered if I don't hurt anybody, even if I do not do anything to help them. The story of the tower half built tells us Christ wants more than half-hearted efforts. He wants our full love, our full being, our full mind, and our full soul. Heaven will not be a pie in the sky. Heaven will be happiness of giving ourselves in love to the greatest lover in the universe, Jesus our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you please stand? I believe.